Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. On today's show, since Clemson is chasing their fourth consecutive ACC football title, thought we would focus in on football. We'll let you hear from offensive coordinator Tony Elliott and also from defensive coordinator Brent Venables. Tony will be up first. We'll start with offense first. Just a few notes on what Clemson offensively has done so far this year. For instance, coming into this game against Pitt, Clemson will be chasing their 13th game in a row in which they will be looking to score 27 or more points. Already, the 12 games in a row is a Clemson all-time record. Also, Clemson enters the week as one of only two programs in the country that's both in the top 10 in both total offense with 539.1 yards per game. That's third best in the country. And also total defense. We'll talk more about the defensive side of the football. Entering this week, the Tigers have 74 total touchdowns, 42 rushing, and then the rest, obviously, through the air or by special teams. Clemson has scored 548 points and only needs 41 points to break the school record for points in a season that's currently held by the 2016 Tigers. And, of course, that 2016 team went on to win the national championship. So it has been just an explosive, explosive offensive year for Clemson football. Tony Elliott, Jeff Scotticos, the two co-offensive coordinators. But here is my conversation from earlier this week with Tony Elliott. Hi, Tony. As we move into postseason, my guess is that you probably feel about as good about your room as you have felt about this group the entire year.
No question. I think that that the guys are locked in. They performed well this past week, and I think it was a byproduct of how they prepared throughout the course of the week. So now they know and understand that this is what we play for all year, is have an opportunity to win an ACC championship. So I like the chemistry. I like the cohesion. All the guys have now, you know, carried the ball, you know, and all of them carried it in big games. So they're not going to be a young guy, so to speak, like Linjay, for example, that's going to be afraid of the bright lights. I mean, he's already, you know, got almost 500 yards rushing on the season, a bunch of carries. So feel good about the depth.
Do you have to sell the fact that this is a 1-0 season? We've got to go 1-0. The regular season is done, but we've got to focus on this one.
Don't think you got to sell it, because that's the mindset every single week. You know, it starts with the first goal is to win the opener. So you got to go 1-0 at the beginning of the season, and then each week you put that in the rearview mirror and you focus on what's ahead. So I think the guys understand what it takes to be successful. They do have some of the older guys got some experience, you know, playing in this game, so they're not going to know that the preparation process is not going to change. It's going to be the same preparation we have every single week. It's just going to be, we got to make sure that we put in the work, that we earn the right to play well on Saturday.
Coach said after Saturday's game that the best is still ahead for this football team, that the thing that pleased him the most is that you hadn't played your best football yet. I'm going to guess, I can see it in your eyes, you believe that as well.
Oh, no question. I mean, that's what we're chasing, is a perfect game, and we know that we haven't played a perfect game yet, so that's what motivates us to keep going forward. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of good that came out of this past week's game, but there was three drives where we could have done some things better, and that's what we're going to use to motivate these guys to go out and understand that every drive, when we step on the field, the mentality is to go score points, and we had three drives that ended without points, and so we know that we're still chasing that perfect game, and in order for us to be successful in the postseason, you got to play really, really good football.
Can you explain the difficulty, though, of preparing week to week for a different opponent and just all the pieces of the puzzle that go into doing that?
You know, this late in the season, the good thing is you got a lot of repetition on your base stuff, your core stuff, and so you'll get back to really, really just fine-tuning the details of your core stuff based off of what you're seeing on film from the opponent. Then you're going to have a couple of wrinkles. And the really thing is just to make sure that the guys are focused in on doing the little things, you know, better than they did them the week before. And that's really what championship football is about, is executing at a high level. And to execute at a high level, you got to do the little things better than your opponent.
And I guess the thing about Pittsburgh is that you kind of know what you got coming. They're a downhill team. They're going to come at you. They're going to be physical with you all as much as they can.
No question. And they're a confident team. You know, there's several guys on this team that beat Clemson. And so it's going to be a good challenge for our guys to go even the record there. But their style of play on offense, they're going to run the football at you. They're going to challenge you on defense. They're going to get up in your face at wide out. They're going to press you. They're going to load the box to stop the run. And they're going to make the quarterbacks and the receivers make contested plays down the field. And and they're going to be excited to play. And they got really, really good players, and it's going to be a good game.
And I guess lastly, even though you're the offensive coordinator and running backs coach, can you talk to me about just the appreciation that you have that Robbie Caldwell has done with this offensive line? And it's not just the starting five, but the depth of rotation that's there.
No question. All the skill guys, including my guys in my room, they get a lot of the media attention. But in order for any running back to run the football, any quarterback to throw the ball, receiver to catch the ball, you got to have five guys up front that are, man, paying the price. And they don't get the credit that they deserve. And you got, it starts with Mitch Hyde and just the unbelievable, you know, job and consistency that he's had. But it goes with Coach Caldwell and his approach every single day. Man, he's hard on those guys. He demands a lot, and so you see the growth and the progress, and those guys are pulling for each other, and right now they got really good cohesion. And again, it doesn't matter who's in there. They know the standard of communication, the standard of performance is the same, and that's a credit to their coach.
There is a quiet confidence about Tony Elliott you can sense right there going into this game this weekend for the ACC Championship. All right, now let's talk a little bit about defense. Brent Venables' defense, right now they are currently fourth in the country in scoring defense, only allowing 14 points per game. They're number two in rush defense, allowing just under 85 yards, 84.8 yards per game by opposing teams. They only allow 198.4 yards through the air, and they're the seventh best team in total defense, 283.2 per game. So this is a team that has been getting it done defensively the entire year, and here's my conversation with defensive coordinator and linebacker coach Brent Venables. Going into postseason, you feel like that your squad right now is kind of at the level, maybe at its best that it has been the entire year?
I do. I feel like we've really had a really strong year. I felt, you know, we've gotten better as the year's gone on. Obviously, we didn't perform like I know we're capable of, and that we have performed in our last game. But, you know, I'm hopeful and believe strongly that was more of an aberration, some few plays, and just – it kind of got infectious during the course of the game, but I love Coach Sweeney's analogy. A little cough syrup is good for you. You don't like it going down, but helps you get better. And our guys have a spirit of humility and toughness as well. And again, that's humbling, you know, for us as coaches, man. I hate that happened, and so you always, you know, feel badly for your players that you might have let them down, but yeah, it's an opportunity. Okay, what was good? What wasn't so good? What can you do better? And you take every opportunity like that you can get to learn and grow. And I believe our guys will, I have no doubt our guys will respond.
You know, in a horse race, jockey every now and then has to put the whip to the horse. You have so many horses that my guess is that right now that you just kind of let the horses run and you don't even worry about the whip.
Yeah, I wish it was easier. I'm a kind of a control freak, good and bad in that. But, yeah, I mean, they still need somebody to ride them, though. So we got a whole team of people that will ride them.
All right. In your room, though, I've always thought that Kendall Joseph was maybe the most overlooked guy on defense on this ball club. No one gives him the credit that he is due. You, I know, though, are this huge Kendall Joseph fan.
Yeah, absolutely. Kendall's been just a rock. He's a model of consistency. He does so many little things right, makes all the plays he's supposed to, and makes, you know, a couple special plays a game. So easy to coach, and just his demeanor and mindset's perfect for me and perfect for our group, and you know, nobody's more respected on this team than Kendall, and what he means to our defense. He's the real glue, and he just makes all the layups. He don't miss any layups.
The other thing about your room is just the depth that is in your room. I think of the two Smith boys that sit there in your room, and I look at Chad and I look at Shaq, and these guys, you know, they're not anywhere else other than Clemson. They're just absolute stars.
Yeah, and, you know, I've loved how they've continued to work and get better and have positive attitudes. And when they've played this year, for the most part, they've played real well and are getting better because of their attitude has been, you know, right, and their willingness to work despite not being the starter. today, you know, but they work like starters and invest like starters, and I think you're seeing the byproduct of them being prepared when they've gotten in.
All right, so Pitt, you kind of know what they're going to be. They're going to be big, they're going to be tough, they're going to be physical, want to run the football.
Yeah, absolutely, and they got a nice play-action game, and they have some different exotics from Wildcat and some of their formations and motions and things like that that, you know, you got to be on your P's and Q's, man. You got to still play aggressive and you got to play physical. Those are things that win for you. But you got to play smart, and everybody's got to, you know, have great discipline to do their job and stay on top of things and leverage things outside in and inside out.
I talked to Tony a little bit earlier on the offensive side. He said, listen, postseason just comes down to basically making sure you're doing the fundamentals right. Is that what you see as far as defense, is just make sure we stick to our fundamentals?
Absolutely. You know, staying square, stepping with the right feet, putting your eyes in the right spot, being able to get off of blocks, tackle, cover, make plays on the ball in the air, you know, not give up explosive plays. You know, do all the little things well, and you know, play with great effort, passion, and intensity.
For you, being 12-0, chasing a fourth ACC championship in a row, how much fun is this for you?
Oh, it's always fun. I love my job. I never really kind of, oh man, we have a chance to go 4 in a row. I love that we promote that. That's good, you know, because it's pretty special. I just always look at each game just as its own book, and to be completely invested into that game. And there's a lot of good in that. And then sometimes one of my weaknesses, if you will, is I don't appreciate all of it as much as I need to. And I guess I feel like there's a time somewhere down the road. I do appreciate Coach Sweeney for being very mindful in the middle of the journey, as hard as it is. You know, the grind is hard. He does a tremendous job of keeping perspective for us and having an appreciation, you know, for the moment and where we're at and our program and the history and all those things. And because if not, I'd be that guy that I'm just kind of a grumpy guy. And so I really like he brings out, you know, some good qualities in all of us that way.
Is that a little bit of the secret sauce, though, is that the fact that you all forget what's behind, looking forward to only what is ahead?
Sure, and we do promote that, too, and obviously. And we talk all the time about, you know, one game season, and the next game's the most important game, and all of those things. And I do believe firmly that because of that mindset, we've been able to, you know, again, you know, as much, if not more than about anybody else out there, have been able to maintain a focus that's hard to maintain.
There is nobody, I mean nobody, that I would rather have in control of our defense than Brent Venables. He has done an outstanding job with Clemson defensively ever since he stepped on this campus back in 2011. We'll have all the coverage for you on Network Lines on the Clemson Tigers Network. It'll start for us at 5 o'clock with the Tiger Tailgate Show. And then, of course, we'll have the pregame that will start at 7. Official kickoff time, by the way, is 8:14. There at Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte. Takes a little bit longer to get into that stadium. Just going to warn you, takes a little longer, so make sure you get there a little earlier than maybe you would think to get in and get to your seat and support the Tigers as they chase their fourth consecutive ACC football championship against the Pitt Panthers. Should be a lot of fun this weekend in Charlotte. Win that game, then we sit around and see what happens with the playoffs. Certainly, if you win, you're going to be in. It's just a matter of who and where we are going. But we'll see if we can get to that point on Sunday. All right, so that is our show. My thanks once again to Tony Elliott and Brent Venables for taking some time with me this week. For everything Clemson Athletics, right there at your fingertips, ClemsonTigers.com, the official home of Clemson Athletics. Hope that you'll go check that out for any information that you need on any of your Clemson Athletic teams. Thanks for being with us. Have a great weekend, everybody. Get out there and support the Tigers. Go Tigers.